Azrael woke to the sounds of whispers. He kept his body motionless, despite the irritating pebble poking through the blanket, denting his cheek. He barely remembered the ride through the forest, blood loss and pain battling his need to stay awake, and although he'd never admit it, he was thankful for the ropes that had tethered him on the horse. Without them, he would have fallen off, and he didn't know which would hurt more, the embarrassment or colliding with the ground. He parted his eyes to take in his surroundings. They were in a large cave. The warmth from the fire made it hard to stay awake, but he forced himself to remain alert, listening to the voices nearby. "It seems the watch guard has developed a new weapon against us," the male voice said. Cord was his name, if Azrael remembered correctly, and his sister, Kenz. He had no idea who they were or why they risked their lives to rescue him. "What is it?" Ken said, her feet shuffling closer.
"Here.
Feel it." Kenz gasped. "Is that?"
"Yep. These arrowheads have the Brimagus plant infused into them."
"Why would they use them on him?" Ken said. "Unless..."
"Looks like the rumors are true. The Angel of Death has magic. I can feel it," Cord said, his hand resting on Azrael's arm.
"We should kill him now," Kenz whispered.
Azrael tensed and assessed his body, preparing to defend himself, then paused. He didn't feel any pain in his side or leg.
"That's not what Amicus wants," Cord said.
"He was almost unstoppable before."
Someone rummaged through a bag, and Azrael inwardly swore when metal cuffs locked around his wrists.
"These will suppress his magic," Cord said.
"Do I need to remind you he's still a trained killer?"
"I know that, Kenz. I'll keep a close eye on him." Cord sighed. "I know this is hard for you, but you have to trust Amicus."
Cord cut through Azrael's tunic.
"I need to get this disgusting thing off."
Cold air fluttered over Azrael's back. Someone gasped.
"What the blazes?"
Cord said, his voice slicing along the cave walls.
"Who would do that to him? Not that he doesn't deserve it."
"Does anyone deserve this?"
Azrael bit down when fingers drifted along his back. He tried counting to 10 as Cord's hands began another perusal over his scars.
"All right, knock it off."
He swatted Cord's hand and pushed himself up, trying to see past the spinning room to his rescuers. Kenz jumped back and lifted her hands, the glow from her mysterious gauntlets filling the cave with a blue hue.
"We aren't going to hurt you," Cord said, his green eyes wide.
Azrael huffed and frowned at his side, running his fingers along the closed wound that looked days old. He examined the shiny metal cuffs, then glanced at Cord and Kenz.
"Feel better?"
Cord knelt, examining Azrael's body.
"Much,"
Azrael said, his voice gruff from lack of water. Cord handed him a flask that he took greedily, gulping down the refreshing liquid.
"Is he healed enough to travel?"
Kenz stood beside her brother, placing her fists on her hips.
"Yes, after he's had some nourishment."
Cord walked to his pack and pulled out some dried meat and bread. He tossed both to Azrael.
"Well, make it quick. We've lingered here too long."
Kenz grabbed her sword and stalked to the cave's opening. Azrael sat against the stone wall and chewed the meat slowly despite his hunger, not wanting to throw it up later.
"What day is it?"
Azrael asked, taking a bite of the hard bread.
"Monday. Almost dawn. As far as we know, you were in that dungeon for 3 days.
Cord sat, placing the fire between them and resting his arms on his knees. Azrael squirmed under Cord's penetrating gaze.
3 days.
Azrael traced the tattoo on his right arm, sorting out the events leading to his capture. Hunters standing on a hill, arrows hammering him, villagers attacking, bronze eyes shining with triumph.
"With you out of the way, I'll be second in command, as it should have been."
Ezreal's nails dug into his palms, and he eyed Cord's sword leaning against the wall.
They would all die slowly.